Welcome to another episode of
Girl Talk Lab.
This is Laura with Star.
Hey, y'allskies.
And we have a special guest today.
Hey, y'allskies. Hey.
That's my thing.
It's my thing now.
You can't do that.
I just did it.
So you want to introduce yourself? Let them know who you are.
So a lot of you guys know me. A lot of you guys don't know me. I go by the name of Giovanni Sanchez.
Loving the snap at the end. So tell us about yourself, Giovanni Sanchez.
I'm a simple dude, you know. I live at the gym.
Nice.
I need to do that.
I know. I used to be a rapper back in the day. Oh. You know, me and Star have a song together.
You guys, what?
Girl, we need to play it on the pod.
What? Soon.
I'm kind of a Six Flags junkie.
Nice.
Star doesn't like roller coasters.
I hate them. I can't with roller coasters. You, Laura?
No,
I can't.
If it's on Disney, I'm not. I'm good.
I'm a retired woman stealer.
Okay. He hung up his jersey.
I hung up my jersey. Matter of fact.
Wait, what?
Let's talk about my woman stealing days.
That's interesting. I love the story.
Please share with us. What's okay. The first one?
Okay, so I have a question. Okay, so if you're engaged or, you know, in a long-term relationship or married or whatever, if your man has weak sex game, is that an excuse to cheat on him?
No,
but I would leave him.
You said but.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I would leave him. Like,
well,
I wouldn't.
Don't know.
I can't.
You know what? I wouldn't leave him. I think first, all about communication. So, like, communicating, you know? Like, hey, like, what's going on? We need to work on your sex game. Teach him.
But like,
what you like, and
so if that,
like, but
so is, with that being said, is sex on the first date, is that a thing to avoid all this? Because if you have sex on the first date, you already know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay, maybe about the third date. I don't know about the first one.
Yeah, because maybe the first time they're, you know, scared, nervous. Yeah,
like, I don't really know you.
Yeah,
I'm not scared.
Wait, what?
He said, I'm not scared. I don't know. I just feel like you're giving a piece of yourself to, like, someone that you can never get back, you know?
I respect that.
Yeah, so it's like, I need to know you a little bit more because I don't know you, you know?
So you're going to know them by the third date?
Maybe.
I'm just saying, you know,
it helps you.
It helps you, you know, figure that out before it's too late. Now you're engaged and he sucks. Now you don't know what to do.
You know what? Yeah, I know. Me, again, personally, I, like, okay, maybe the first time, whatever, it sucked. Okay, like, maybe the second time, but if the second time sucked, I'm like, okay, one more time, like, three times, you know, one, two, three times, like, that's
three
it.
Three strikes and you're
yes,
out, sucker.
Yes, so the third time is not, then I would have not, like, proceeded with, like, even being in a relationship or anything like that. Because that's
okay.
Just me.
So I have a question, though. What if it's the other way around? What if the woman has weak sex game is an excuse for a man to cheat?
No, because women can't have a weak sex game because we could easily take over the situation. You get me?
But what if at some point you get tired? Like, what if she's lazy in bed all the time?
Yeah.
And you're just taking over all the time?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Huh. I've heard, you know, from one of my male friends.
Okay, see, the old me would be like, you know, I'm just gonna cheat, you know. I have my cake and eat it too. You know, that's the old me.
Okay.
But like the new me, I'll probably just leave her, to be honest.
I mean, we're not getting any younger.
I think it comes with maturity on your answer.
Really. High five.
Maturity.
Hey. With your answer.
Yeah, you have to be mature.
Like the old me, I would have cheated.
Ah.
But the new him, the new is like, oh, I'm going to, you know, respect you and just leave you before I go out.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Because it's
I
like,
respect that.
You got to think about it like, you know, the sex is going to be whack for your whole life. And you got a whole lot of life. You got a whole lot of life to live, you know. That's whack sex for your whole life.
Yeah.
Think about that. I couldn't do that.
I can. I couldn't do that either.
No.
Like, no.
Mm-mm.
That's.
So.
I'd rather just not have sex at all, period.
No, I can't do
But
that
you would
either.
Still be married with them?
No, I mean, I'd probably just be single.
Oh, like you would just leave him
to do my thing, you know, because that's what, I mean, masturbation's for, until you find the right. Yeah. But see, because I'm not, if I can be honest, I've only slept with one person, if I can be honest. So.
I mean, it's good, though.
Yeah.
That is good. Oh, man.
But have you seen those, like, sex dolls that are, like, pretty much human?
Oh, my God, yes.
They're like 3,000.
They got, like,
you looked into it?
No, like.
Whoa.
No, like,
Giovanni Sanchez, what's up?
No, like, I was just curious. But, like, no, they're, like, legit, like, real. And women, like, they look like real women.
Yeah, you haven't seen them? They have a nice-ass body, dude. Like, what the
I've
fuck?
Seen, like, the faces, but I haven't seen, like, the full-on body, like, how it looks.
It's, like, legit real, like, a real human.
You can slap the butt and it'll jiggle back.
No. Damn.
I've seen videos. Heck? They can give blowjobs, right?
No.
Yeah.
But what? It's a doll. It's, like, $3,000.
Do they have any male ones?
Just kidding.
They might?
I think so. I think I've seen the video where they have...
Really? Mm-hmm. No, dude. What is this world coming to? That's crazy.
Well, haven't you guys heard... Well, I don't know. There's this girl I follow on Instagram, and she posted a post about how, like, aliens... No, sorry, not aliens. This is a whole other story. How robots are going to take over by, like, 2025 or something, and that they're going to demand the right to vote, to reproduce, to have jobs, to drive... To have their own house.
I heard about that. Where there's already a robot that already has all those rights, no? They made the robot into like a citizen.
I don't know.
I've heard about that. Yes.
Was that on the Ellen show?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the Ellen show, to be honest. I follow her on Instagram.
I mean, sometimes. If it's on.
She's funny, right? Yeah. She's like, she's on the show. I just don't watch TV as much.
I mean, if I'm off and it's on, like.
Really?
But no, I didn't watch that episode, but, like, you know, the Explore page on Instagram?
I've seen it.
She had it on her show, like the robot.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, I'm bringing up this topic because at my previous job, there was a supervisor. She was engaged, but her fiance, right? That's when you're engaged?
Fiance
had, like, whack sex. I guess, like, well, honestly, it wasn't really sex because they never really had sex. It was like he would... finish off of foreplay and it would never really
no leave him, don't even cheat on him, like, just leave him, you know. Period. What don't even bother trying to communicate. No, I'm just kidding. Go see, like, a therapist. But
so she would cheat on him for that reason.
But why wouldn't she just communicate to him, you know, like, hey,
or just leave him, like, if she didn't it, you know.
How did you find out?
Well, because like, I was the person.
Or, like, you knew from the get-go, like, you're married and...
Well, I was the person.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Wait, are you asking me how I knew she was engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, because she told me she wore a ring and everything.
When you met her, like, the first day, you knew, like, oh, you're engaged.
Yeah. And... She wore her ring to work. Like, every normal engaged.
Oh, you had your coworkers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then, I don't know, one day, I guess she just felt like... It was the time. And
we
did it.
Oh my god.
How did you feel though? It was back in your player days or what?
Sort of say. Like, the ending of it. Oh, then.
Did he have no guilt?
Like the last lap, I would say. Oh, not really. I kind of felt like an empowerment, you get me?
Empowerment?
Yeah. Well, not over her, but like over her dude. Because he knew something was going on, he just had no proof. So, like, he would come and, like, bring her lunch, and, like, he would, like, mad dog me. And you know how in the back of your head it's like, fuck.
So, is it, like, an ego thing? Like, a man ego thing?
I mean,
it could be an ego thing. Like, if he was to ever say something, I'd be like, yeah, that's why, like, how Tupac said in his song, is why I fucked your bitch. Yeah.
You have to play that song at the end of the podcast.
Right. Song of the week.
Dang. Wow. But, how long did that, like, affair go on? Or is it just, like, a one-time thing?
Nah, it was probably, like, 4 or 2 months.
Oh.
And then she got pregnant. And then, of course, we had to get an abortion.
Okay.
Because it was for her, life. She didn't want to... like end things with him, so we had to get an abortion. And after that was pretty much it. Actually, no. We did it one more time, and then that was it.
And I won last goodbye.
Okay, player, player.
Dang.
Okay, and did you ever, like, give her advice? Like, yo, you know, like, I know you like her cutty buddy, but did you ever let her know, like, you should probably talk to dude or, like, seek medical help or, like, or were you just like,
I
don't go
fuck. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really care. Okay. But, no, like, I mean, looking back on it, I don't really know how to fix that. Like, I mean, not to be, like, cocky or anything, but I've never really had that problem, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I do think, I don't really think it's something that you could fix. I think it's something that, like, happens, like, at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might just be born, like, off.
Really? Born?
Yeah, like, if you're premature, dang. Like, if you're premature.
Like, oh, it affects how you, like,
yeah,
how
like, you... Like, if you're a premature baby, it affects, like, how your body works.
No way. Some might be
off a little bit.
I didn't know that.
So, I don't know. It could be, I don't know. Like, he could be premature, or maybe I did tell her maybe, like, he just gets, like, maybe you're his first person he's ever been with, and he gets, like, overly excited.
Overly excited? Aww.
Because it's, like, I don't know. When you get, because I've had times, like, for instance, like, when you lose your virginity, like, you're excited.
Yeah.
And, like, usually, like, usually when you lose your virginity, the sex is only, like, about a few seconds. Because you're excited.
Wait, but how long were they engaged or been together for?
Like, 8 years.
Oh, my God. 8 years?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you think that is the excitement?
Well, I mean, also, maybe, I don't know their sex life. Maybe they didn't have sex a lot. Maybe they're those people. So, maybe he was just, like, maybe you just got excited.
Well, I have a story to that.
Yeah.
Where one of my friends, because I let her know what our topic was going to be about today. And she was like, oh, heck no. She's like, that's happened to me. She said, I'm going to be honest. 3 times where he finished before me. She's like, but nope. She's like, get your ass over here. We need to talk. And yeah, it's because it's true. Like, if you don't finish, you have that anger built inside you. Or is it just me?
But it's like they have.
Oh, you mean like right? Like women?
Yeah, but he finishes before her, so it's like, hey, what about?
But it was actual sex.
Yeah.
Well, see, they were having sex. He
period.
Well, it was foreplay. Just
a
foreplay.
He was finishing off a foreplay and he couldn't get it back up.
No.
I don't know. I mean, still, I would not cheat. And if she knew that from the beginning when they got together, it was like, girl, that's a red flag. Sex, I don't know.
Or like if she, you know, didn't. She didn't like that, like, or, you know, maybe there are some girls out there that they could, you know, respect that, and they're like, oh, no, like, he's my, you know, he can't last, like, that's fine, you know,
I'll figure it out, I guess, or something,
you know?
Yeah.
But for your friend, the best advice I can give her, this is coming from, like, a guy, like, because there's been times that I have finished before the girl, the best thing is just to get on top and just finish.
Yeah.
Like, if he finishes before you, then switch to position, get on top, and then
re-energize it.
And then just finish. I mean, that's what I do.
Oh.
True.
But
because if you're on top, then you have full control of the
that is true.
Situation.
But I know she said she figured it out, you know. I was like, okay. She's like, I didn't cheat on him. We, you know, I communicated to him, and we made sure that, you know, it never happened again. And I was like, no, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't cheat. No. I mean,
yeah.
At this point, it's like, dude, we're only getting older. We're not getting younger. Like, I'm a waste. No.
Yeah.
And you got to get you some dudes with good, like, tongue game, you know? Because if your dude has...
That's true.
If your dude has good tongue game and he can make you finish without even having sex first, sex is just extra.
Is that true?
I don't experiment.
If you're getting head and you finish off a head, sex is just extra.
It's for, like, just, girls?
Yeah, it's just extra.
It's just extra because you already came.
What?
Just
girl?
Yeah.
Man, look. Okay,
I don't know. I'm like,
I'm about to introduce y'all to the homies, honestly.
No. I'm back. Trust me.
No, I'm like, no way.
Star. Star.
All right, so no, I'm about, no. I'm about to introduce like, you to the homies.
Hold on.
Matter of fact, let me call him right now.
No. No, but it's just like, I don't know. I guess I'm just...
old school, where I'm just like, I don't.
What do you
I,
mean
like,
old I don't, school?
Like
that is old school.
No, but like
that's like sex 101.
I don't experiment that stuff. So it's just like,
what do you mean?
Normal.
What?
That is normal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like, baby girl.
That's like sex. That's okay. That's like sex commandments.
Like, what about like sex toys?
No,
like foreplay.
No,
and like, well,
I've never used sex toys.
But no,
the most sex toys I've used was like ice.
Ice?
That's fun.
Like, have no, you
ever? You've never
You never like rubbed like ice, like.
Yeah.
Or, like,
oh, you're missing out.
I'm like, no,
I'm sorry. Okay, we need to.
But like, I never like. I don't know. It never came to me like to do all that stuff. Like, but that's why I'm like so shocked. You guys are talking about these things. I'm like, what are they talking about?
I got it from 50 Shades.
Oh my god.
50 Shades. Yeah. Did I see that? I saw the first one, but.
So you gotta watch all three of them.
Oh, no, I haven't watched the other ones. Yeah.
I'm still like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, toys. Up.
Well, so, there's
I'm gonna gift you. I've been saying I'm gonna gift you girls some toys. So yeah. I think.
Well, there's a toy shop in Silmar across the street from 7-Eleven.
That big adore. Yeah, I'm gonna take you girls. Yeah. Right, pick something.
It's in Silmar.
You know
it's
what?
Like,
I'm
it's
down.
Like off of Paxton.
I'm down. I wanna go try.
They're open till 2 a.m. We can go right after.
Well,
yeah. So when you get home to your booze, like, all right, come on, Poppy. We're gonna try something new.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but that also means girls have to have good head game. Don't you think so? Or it doesn't matter?
I mean, to me, well, for me, I know it takes me a while to finish off a head. Like, it just, I don't know. I feel like that's a problem for me.
No, I think
I'm like, what? Like,
I wouldn't want my man to finish if I'm giving
it takes me a cool minute. A cool minute. So for that, I only use that like as like a jump start, you give me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Use as a jump start, and once I'm ready, okay, like you don't have to do it no more. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of just like a like an appetizer.
Yeah.
Before the entree.
Star?
Let me see. What?
I'm like, what? Don't tell me. I've never been introduced to like star.
No, that like that simple stuff. Yeah, but like I'm talking about like toys or like all these other foreplaying things that you guys are talking about, like
there's games or like there's board games. Those are fun.
I just watch 50 Shades and then just take notes.
No, but he does some crazy ass shit though.
Like, you seen all of it too or no?
No,
or like the first one.
Yeah,
no,
the first okay.
one. Walk out the ice cool. trick from that movie. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you take the ice and you just rub it all.
Mm-hmm. What? Doesn't that hurt?
No,
it gives you chills. Yeah? Yeah, I'm like, cause it's like, you know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? Dry ice, like
get stuck to your skin, like, girl, you're no.
Like just ice from the freezer.
Huh? Interesting. Okay. You know, this is good. This is good for like the people that are like me out there. You know that they don't really experiment. So that's cool. Take notes, y'all.
Yeah. So then, now that we're talking about that, do you guys think that like just regular sex will they get bored of it or try to spice it up?
Regular sex is boring.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%.
Like, I feel like you should spice it up.
Especially like during the weekends or like, I don't know, you know.
Oh,
yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. What's your definition? Okay. Wait, what's your definition of regular sex?
Like just
missionary?
Yeah. Or even like just doggy style or riding
like those
it.
Like simple.
Just like, okay, let's get it in, like a quickie type of thing. A lot of people for them that's all that's like no.
I mean quickies are fun.
Quickies are fun. Like they are.
Yeah. Okay, where were we at? Cheating.
Yes.
No cheating, no for any reason. There shouldn't be any reason for cheating.
But have you guys, you've cheated in the past, have you?
The last time was like 2018, so I'm trying to better myself.
Okay.
But a part of it, I feel like it wasn't so fact that I was like looking for something different. I think I was just living my age, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because...
But then why not be single?
Well, because, like, I didn't really want to be single. But at the same time, I wanted to live my age. You get me? Because at the time, I was, like, 21, 20. You know, it was, like, your party stages. So.
Okay.
And it's like, I never really had a party stage because I was in a relationship in high school. And then right out of high school, I got into another relationship. So it's like, I never really had that whole phase, you hear me?
That whole phase?
Yeah. Like, you know how people graduate high school?
Yeah.
They turn like 19, 20 and they have their whole phase?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I didn't have
mine
that.
Was in high school.
I know.
I didn't have that because I was in a relationship in high school. And as soon as I got out of high school, I got into another relationship. So I didn't have a whole phase. So my whole phase was while I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like again, like I said earlier, all that stuff comes with maturity, I guess.
Now, question. Do you guys believe that there's different levels of cheating? Like emotional cheating?
All cheating is cheating.
No, I know. But like there's emotional cheating. So then you believe in that. If you're in a relationship and you start getting feelings for someone else, that's automatically you're cheating.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. I do.
The only thing I don't consider cheating is like just looking at somebody, because everybody looks at everybody.
I know.
Like if a girl walked by with a fat old booty and I look, that's not really. Everybody looks.
Okay.
I guess.
But still, like if you do it too often and too obvious.
Oh yeah.
But what if like you and your girl look together? Like that's your thing, looking at girls.
But that's different. But what if your girl is not like that?
I mean,
and you do it constant.
I don't feel like that's cheating, but I can see where you're coming from, but I don't feel like that's cheating.
It's not cheating.
You're just looking.
Stare at my butt right here, like,
I'm even over for you, like, you know? No, but you know, like, yeah, when I was younger, when we first started dating, me and Vlad, yeah. I was like, why are you looking at her?
Yeah.
He's like, what? No, I'm not. And I think that's what would get me more upset, where it's like, if you would just be honest with me from the beginning, it wouldn't cause whatever the fuck, you know? We actually had a debate on my way home from work today because we were talking about tonight's episode.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, he's like, when y'all women are so insecure and spoiled. So we got into a debate, like, honey, if you guys didn't give us a reason to act the way that we act sometimes, then, you know, but I mean, there's times that women are just crazy. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, some stories that I've told you about, you know, but sometimes, you know, men give you a reason to act the way that you act.
Disagree.
Disagree?
Yeah.
What?
Like,
all right.
Like, I feel like with insecurity comes with past, and you can't really put that on your partner. Like, all the girls that I've, like, associated with that are, quote-unquote, crazy, is they always blame their ex. My ex this, my ex that, my ex this. First of all, I'm not your ex. So second of all...
True.
Second of all, it's like, yeah, let that stuff go.
You know? Yeah.
It's like, the reason why you're single, the reason why you're always going to be single... because you don't know how to let it go, and then you scare off the people that are trying to win your heart because you won't let it go. So that's why I feel like insecurities, but I'm not gonna 100% say that that's the reason, because I know a lot of guys out there, they I won't say cheating, but they innocently cheat.
Yeah. What is that, innocently,
like,
cheat?
You don't have sex with anybody. You don't kiss anybody. You just innocently cheat. Like, you just flirt. You text.
Oh.
You know, you just...
Oh.
That's
you don't really do anything.
You don't really do anything.
We're still going to have a problem.
You don't really do anything. You're just flirting. Or, you know,
that's
you're
happened.
Just having casual conversations. But you're not really sexing with anybody. You're not really kissing anybody. You're just pretty much vocal.
Yeah, that's still not cool, though.
I mean, I know that's still cheating, but... That's cheating, but... That also creates insecurities, but...
But sometimes,
like, for me... Like, some people are just, like, friendly, you get me?
But and, there's a difference between being friendly and flirting.
But a lot of women... women don't know how to separate the two.
No, I think it goes for men, too. They don't know how to separate the two.
Because I know for me... like...
We're getting worked up over here.
No. Like, for me, my mom pretty much raised me, and I have sisters and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, Like, I don't even say the B word. I don't refer to women as the B word. I don't even do that.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like, I've always been, like, nice to women. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when I talk to them, it's not like I'm flirting. I'm just being nice. But some women look at it a different way because there's a lot of, they're used to dudes this generation not being nice. So when you have a nice guy, it's like, oh, he's flirting with me. Like, no, I'm just being nice to you.
Okay.
Jason is too friendly sometimes.
You see, yeah, like that.
Yeah,
like,
don't.
Like that. You see, like
don't.
That.
Don't. The so way he said thank you to her, yeah, it yeah. came off too friendly, motherfucker. See, and he laughs. I just said thank you. Nice. No. No.
Nope.
But yeah. See, okay, now if a girl approaches you and she's being nice, like, oh, thank you. Now, a flirty thank you is like, oh, okay, thank you. You like, change your pitch.
Yes.
You,
and the eye contact.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, we're in.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, that's different, but I've never experienced that, but even if I did, like, I don't know. I would, see, with me, I'm a chicken, so even if that did happen, I wouldn't talk to her anyway, because I'm a chicken, so. Unless you,
right.
Unless you talk to me first, nothing's going to happen.
Really? Yeah, so you would,
they have to approach you first. Uh-huh.
It's like rare occasions that I ever approach women. I only feel comfortable approaching women at the gym.
At the gym?
That's it. Like,
why at the gym?
Because that's when I'm in my inner habitat.
Okay.
But that, like, at parties or just like out in the world, like, I don't approach anybody. Like, if you don't say anything to
you
me,
can, yeah.
then it'll never happen.
You can tell you have that face to you, like, don't talk to me. Like,
No, not even that. It's just like, I'm just shy. Like,
but you have that face.
I get shy. I get shy. But if we were at the gym, I'll talk to you.
Not the coronavirus.
I have Lysol.
I know, right? Like,
dude, they're right out of hand sanitizers everywhere.
FY guys, yes, they did run out of hand sanitizer. Laura, you know, literally. Let them know you went. Or, yeah, where'd you went?
Everywhere. Huh? I have hand sanitizer at my house.
You stocked them?
No, I just have one. I've been having the same one for like a year.
Oh, wait, don't use it up now.
I like, don't I'm pretty expire, sure. No?
Yeah. I mean, I wash my hands. I'm like, uh-huh. There's nothing better than soap and water.
Alright.
Oh, we're live? Okay, we're live. Alright, so Birds of a Prey to Harley Quinn. Don't watch it. 6 out of 10. Ooh. That movie was trash.
Nah.
Hold on. This is my floor. I have the floor right now.
Okay.
6 out of 10.
Just because you're a special guest.
Birds of Prey. It's trash. The ending was good, but the overall movie, 6 out of 10. If you guys need some 24-hour Mexican food, this is a bomb place called Quericos off of Victory and Coldwater Canyon. It's next to the Century 8. But other than that, don't watch Harley Quinn. Watch something else.
My turn?
Star, do you have anything to say?
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, first of all, no, guys, that movie was like a 10 out of 10.
Six.
I loved it. Like, everything was just about it was just so funny, was amazing, action-y. I love Margot Robbie. She is an amazing Harley Quinn. I loved it. And I think it's because you have to go with the right person or right people to go watch the movie because you got to go with someone that has a great sense of humor. So it's like, you can get the jokes, you can get, you know, or someone that's a DC fan who would get the references. So,
I'm Team Marvel. Yeah. Team Marvel, it was, by the way.
Yeah. I'm neither or. I'll watch whatever movie, you know, but I'm not, yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking, what's her name? Margot
Robbie.
Yeah, she's a good Harley Quinn, but nah, the movie didn't do it for me.
So we're gonna cut him off right now.
Thank you so very much for joining us.
Gotta cut it short. Anyway, what were you saying about that spot that you went to, Quericos?
Oh yeah, it's off of Victory in Coldwater Canyon. I think there's the movie theater, the Century 8. I heard there's a dentist over there too. But it's bomb. It's 24-hour Mexican food. They're really good. They play good music. I was doing the salsa with my burrito.
Really speaking good. Of burritos, do you put cheese on your burrito?
Absolutely not. That's very
not
I recommended. Love
cheese on burritos.
I too. Like, how do you not put cheese on your burrito?
I get everything except for cheese, onions, cilantro.
I don't like cilantro.
What?
Get out of here. Salsa. No cilantro on my tacos, on my burritos. On
what? Laura, you don't like cilantro?
Hell no.
So first of all,
cilantro doesn't really have that taste to where you can even taste it.
Like, no, you don't even really taste it.
What? No. It goes so well with tacos.
It goes well with everything.
No.
Sorry. And you're Mexican? Laura!
Tacos, I like pineapple on my pizza.
You put cilantro on your pizza?
No, pineapple.
Oh.
No.
That's trash.
No.
He said that's trash too. Damn.
That's a no-no. What do you guys think? Burritos on cheese? Yay.
Cheese on burritos?
Cheese on burritos.
Oh my god. Edit that. Nah, just kidding. Okay. Cheese in your burritos. Or no cheese in your burritos.
What about
cheese.
Cilantro? Cilantro on your tacos or no cilantro?
Laura, you're gonna lose
Team
this.
No cilantro. Like,
you're gonna lose this. No,
I know. People love cilantro. I just don't.
It doesn't even taste like anything.
Yeah, it does. It has a nasty taste.
Really?
Yeah.
It just tastes like grass.
I don't know. But it's just not. It's not my type.
That's my time.
Yeah, I love her. She's my wallpaper. Oh, you guys can't see it. It's my wallpaper.
Oh, that's a nice picture.
Yeah,
she has braces?
No, this is a grill.
Oh, girls.
She's icy. Icy mommy.
Icy pricey. Is that her?
No one says icy.
Yeah, that's her, right? Okay, well, I don't know.
She's the icy mommy. But no one has my heart more than Rihanna does.
You want to get a tattoo of her, right?
I am.
No way. Like her face or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a huge fan.
It's the love of my life.
Okay. That's...
I am.
That's okay.
If I ever see her, I'll go to jail.
I told you. He would just jump and out of nowhere. Like, here he comes.
Watch. Hey, we didn't mention the cat last podcast, huh? It was after we finished.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's about to make a jump for it.
Oh, kitty!
Yeah, he'll come and he'll like have Star pet him.
It's pretty impressive if he can clear this jump.
I'm scared.
Yeah, he's like,
nah, girl.
He ain't down.
It's all good right now. He's scared.
Oh, he's so cute. Yes.
Yeah. If I ever seen Rihanna in real life, I'll go to jail for like sexual harassment.
So Rihanna, if you're listening to this, imagine
we heard you're single.
Oh yeah, she's single now.
Yeah. Dude asked, I don't know, some prince from like Saudi Arabia or something. Whatever. Yeah.
He's like a billionaire.
Yeah. What? And he asked, from what I saw online, I don't know if it's true, but he asked for all their pictures to be taken down off social media. Yeah. Or like just the internet period.
Internet?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
He's a billionaire, he can do whatever he wants. You can do whatever you want when you're a billionaire.
Oh, I don't know.
Damn.
We're not billionaires, so we wouldn't know.
I guess.
We'll get there. I'm like, yes.
So, you know, Rihanna, if you're listening to this, you know, holla at your boy, you know.
Giovanni Sanchez. From the A1A.
I make some bomb tacos. You know,
because she loves tacos.
I can give you some tacos for days, so come through. What else? I make some bomb spaghetti. Olive Garden ain't got nothing on me.
Okay, now
what else? Hey, Olive Garden is trash.
I love Olive Garden. I like the chicken Alfredo.
Okay, that's all right, but their spaghetti is not, it's not good. I make better spaghetti than that.
Yeah, I never had their spaghetti. Have you? No,
I've never had their spaghetti. Yeah. Just pasta. Their fettuccine alfredo and the mushroom something.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Do you like mushrooms?
I don't like mushrooms.
Oh my god. Okay. I need
you like mushrooms.
You know what? The next guest, I'm gonna have them be onto my side with pineapple and pizza.
No
mushrooms. Mm-mm. No cilantro. Nope. So that's
it. I think you're alone on this one.
I think I am.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
I make some bomb cereal. Okay, what comes first? What goes first? The milk or the cereal?
The cereal.
Cereal.
Okay.
Okay, so at least we can all agree on that.
Okay, yes, nice.
Like, I don't see how people can put the milk first.
Jason does that. He puts his milk first.
What if you put too much milk or too little milk?
They just add more cereal. I think that's what he does?
He, like, warms it up in a microwave.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know about that. Right there.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, dude, like, stop.
Okay, I warm my donuts. Is that weird?
You warm it up?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. I
I put my donuts in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
No, I don't.
You
know,
it's good.
I like eating it like right then and there. And then that's it. Yeah. I can't eat it like the next day or anything.
No, I'm not talking about like next day donuts. I mean like
you know, right then and there.
No, like what? You go to the grocery store and you get donuts.
Oh.
Like.
I think that cat's.
I think it's on top of your car.
That's my cat.
That's my cat.
No, like the, you know, the fresh bakery donuts that come in like the plastic container.
Yeah.
Like I put those in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Really? Does it like soften it or something?
Well, I just like to eat it hot. It's already soft. I just prefer it warm.
Warm. Donuts warm, it's not bad. It's like your ham and cheese croissant. You want it warmed up, right? Oh, like I would assume. Exactly.
Yeah. I know somebody who has a crush on Star, but Star is always playing games. Don't want to give him a chance.
What?
What?
Wait, hold up.
Just say, I'm just putting it out there. So if you have a crush on Star, don't even try because she's going to play some games. She's not going to do anything.
Wait, how did that even come up?
I'm going to head out.
I know somebody who likes him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Look at that mystery. I like that.
Okay.
Song. You know what? I want to play.
Estrellita.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Okay. It's 2020.
It's 2020.
New year.
Boss your life up, everybody. Men
no,
and women.
No, yes. Yeah. Boss it up. Yes. That's.
We're 3 months in. Everybody, boss your life up. We lost Kobe, RIP. Mm-hmm. Gianna, RIP. Who else did we lose?
Everyone who was on the plane, too.
Everyone who was on the plane. Who else? We lost a few other people, but I don't think you guys know them, so.
Like rappers, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Juice WRLD.
Yes.
Juice WRLD?
Yes.
You know he died?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he OD'd.
Yeah.
No way. With what? Like, what drug? Did he say?
No, I really look into it, but I just know he OD'd off or something.
You guys, be careful. OD, I'm talking about our listeners. You gotta be careful.
Yeah,
Speaking of Kobe, did you guys watch the memorial?
No.
No.
Sorry.
I did.
How does that work?
It was like never-ending tears.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, not because, like, I'm kind of, like, past the situation already, but it was just, like, hearing people, like, just continuously talk. Like, it was like Vanessa, she talked, Michael Jordan talked, these two girls from UConn, they talked, and it was like never-ending tears. Never-ending tears.
Aww.
But on the bright side, Beyonce would perform. She's beautiful. Christina Aguilera, beautiful.
Oh, she did. Yes. Alicia Keys, right? She performed.
Alicia Keys,
she performed.
But she's too old for me.
What? Wait, but... Oh.
What?
Didn't you prefer older women?
Okay, but not that old. Like, isn't Alicia Keys like in her 50s?
But she looks good.
I know. It's
like J-Lo.
Yeah.
See, but J-Lo is sexy. Alicia. Okay, Alicia Keys doesn't give me that sexy. She gives me that just like, you know, a beautiful woman. But like J-Lo, she gives you that like sexy, you know.
That's true. Okay, yeah. I can see that. Like Alicia Keys is more like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm more cool, like, calm, collected.
Yeah.
And J-Lo's like, what's up?
I'm here.
I learned those are gold hustlers.
You know, J-Lo doesn't really have a butt. It's just all thighs.
Really?
You know what? Okay, I've been noticing, like, wait, her butt is not as, like, big as people make it seem.
Have you seen Hustlers?
The stripper? No.
Yeah.
If you watch Hustlers, you'll see that she doesn't have a butt. It's just thighs.
And it's wide.
Oh, she has white thighs.
Yeah, because she's a stripper. So she's, like, pretty much naked.
And
she doesn't have a butt.
What?
It's just her thighs. Yeah. She has nice thighs because she's a dancer, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta see that then.
Yeah.
Hustler, shout out Cardi B, you know.
Oh yes.
She's in there.
I can't do the R.
You can't?
No. So am I really Mexican? I don't know.
Laura, try it. No. We wanna hear now. Come on, for our listeners. No. Come on, Laura.
Do it. I'll buy you Starbucks.
Hey!
Okay, at the next meeting.
Okay.
I'll be like, okay. I can't do it.
Do it!
Okay, do it. And I'll join you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, see? I can't do it. It's like a long okay.
You're like, okay.
You have to use like your tonsils.
Oh yeah, no, I can't roll my R's. My son can't roll his R's either.
Vlad can.
My son, yeah, Vlad can. But Dominic can. He got that from me. He's like, Mommy, I can. Like, it's okay. Me neither. I can.
Really, Laura? I swear that you could. What about
skirt?
Oh, that you can do. Skirt. Oh, that's not really my turn though.
What about the daddy Yankee? The daddy. Wait. The Daddy Yankee.
What?
Oh, he does that? I don't even know.
Remember that song? The song?
I don't even know what it says. I'm gonna go ding 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 ding. I don't know what I'm saying. Even Giovanni Sanchez knows how to roll his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different different topic.
Oh, okay. I know.
Different topic.
Okay. It goes back to the first topic we were talking about. Okay. Oh my god.
Different time, different place. There's a time and place. Next time. Next time. Next time we're going to have sex education featuring me.
Hey. Yes. Have like a little mini segment, you know?
Sex 101.
Yes.
Okay. We said it.
Sex 101. I'm not saying I'm the best, but I'm the best.
Like Star said, there's people out there that like, you know?
Okay. I wouldn't say I'm the best, but I haven't had any bad reviews yet. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, let's check Giovanni Sanchez Google reviews.
I haven't had any bad. You know what? I'm gonna FaceTime him right now. I'll say, hey, remember that time we had sex? How did you like
it? Oh, no, you're not gonna do it. Okay, I was like, I'm down. Like, let's do this live right now.
Nah, every day I have them all blocked. So I can't do that.
Okay. I mean, if he's a changed man,
yeah, you know, I gotta respect that.
Yeah.
They're all blocked. Well,
they're blocked for a reason.
Whoa, they blocked me, so I blocked
them. Oh! So you're the problem. Okay, Giovanni Sanchez.
You know, I used to be toxic back in the day, but not anymore. I'm a changed man.
So you were one of those men that were toxic to the girls?
No, it wasn't that I was toxic, because I was in a relationship. So I didn't really care about
them. Because I was like, I know about toxic relationships, and they're not good.
No, it's just like, I was in a relationship, but the women I was messing with outside of my relationship didn't know I was in a relationship. And then when they found out I was in a relationship, that's when they blocked me.
Good. Oh, okay. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them, you know. Gang. I hope all is well, you know. I hope you guys all prosper in life and no love lost.
2020 is your year.
2020 is your new year, you know.
New year, new you.
You know, Star should get with a person that likes her. I recommend him.
What? No.
I don't know.
Because if your man doesn't bring you mangoes, then let that man
go. That was his little motto at Ed.
Oh.
He had a little motto.
Also, if you save $27 every day at the end of the year, you have $10,000.
Hey. Nice. Financial advice.
And if you double a penny every single day in 30 days, you'll have 15K.
Wait, what? In a month?
What'd in 30 days. If you double your penny every day.
Double your penny. So, like, save 2 pennies a day?
Double it. So, you start off with 1 penny, then 2, then 4, then 6, then 8. Like, and then
when counting
you get,
twos.
And then when you get
every
to
day?
Yeah. And then when you get to dollar, you put $2 and $4 and then $8 and then $16.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of pennies like that.
Yeah, I know what to do. Like,
let me just try that.
Well, you only do pennies until you get to a dollar. And then after that, you're just multiplying like a dollar. Like, so like when you get to $1,000, you have to put $2,000, then $4,000, then $8,000.
Imagine?
You have to basically
have
like
money like that.
Tax season is coming up, guys.
Taxes coming up.
No, be smart with your money, like straight up. Be smart with your money.
And don't give your man any money because men don't appreciate anything.
Yeah.
I gave Jason some money.
And what happened? He didn't appreciate it, like I just said.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. He did expect a little bit more. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that was from my, they took away from my, you know,
like my
job.
Paycheck. Like
that was mine. Yeah. And I spent a lot more, you know, on the kids' clothes, shoes. I don't know. But I got mad. I'm not wearing my promise ring.
She's a single woman.
No, but
if there's any woman out there, you know, don't want to do me a favor and buy me a PS5, you know.
Oh my God.
you can email the Girl Talk Lab, you know, my
cash at yahoo.com.
Yeah, you know, and I'll give them my Cash App, or, you know, if you guys actually want to have my Zelle, you know, I'll give you my number. You know,
we can face. I think the women are going to want to see how you look like.
Oh, you know, face, so. You know, I can give you my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Not over the line, though, but, you know, privately, I'll give you my Instagram.
DM Girl Talk Lab.
Yeah. DM you on my Instagram, my Snapchat, you know. You can see my beautiful face, you know. But you know, PS5 comes out in December, you know, I'm looking for a sugar mama, you know.
Damn, okay.
Damn, I wish I was like that.
Start looking for a sugar daddy. You know, start looking for sugar daddy.
Sugar babies.
But anyways, you know.
Oh wait, the taxes thing. So
I haven't done my taxes.
Oh no,
I haven't
me
done my taxes. I'm too turned up.
That's right. Drake. Wait, but you know what's crazy? That actually, is it true? Well, yeah, that baby fathers come around during tax season because it's like, hey.
Yeah?
I'm yeah, not a baby you father, so I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm 23, no kids, sexy, dark chocolate. Well, I'm not dark. Milk chocolate, no kid. No kids, you know. It's like I said.
Okay.
Slide in my DM, you know. Hit them up on the email.
Girl Talk Lab.
Girl Talk Lab at yahoo.com.
And Instagram at Girl Talk Lab.
Ask for my Instagram.
You know? Ask away, y'all.
Oh man, no, but I've never. Vlad has never asked me for
no,
no.
So
never.
That's like, your...
like, yeah. He's like, that's all you. I'm like, okay.
That's
yeah.
Then I mean, am I wrong for doing it? I mean, not wrong, but like, do you think that was like it was another as another woman, you know, that has kids? Like, you think that was too much?
I don't know.
Do you think maybe I should have gone half and half?
How I see it is,
I don't know, because I pay for everything that's for Dominic.
Yeah,
and that's one thing that me and him, like a little deal that we made. He's like, I'll pay all the bills, I pay everything, you just make sure whatever he needs with your paychecks, like, and it's like, cool. So that's why, like, when taxes, you know, tax season's here, he's never been like, hey, I will be like, okay, let's go, you know, to dinner or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, but never has he ever been like, it's our kids, so give me. Never. He's
really?
Never asked me for a dime. Mm-mm.
I feel like if you're in a strong relationship and you know this is your person that you want to be with, like if you settle down and have kids, whatever, even if you don't have kids, even if you're settling down, this is your person. I feel like whatever money, whether it's yours or his, it's like your guys' money.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be like, let me get this tax season money and give it to you. It's just like, we have this tax
it's
season
ours.
Money. It's
ours.
So it's like, whatever you need, you know, use it, or, you know.
Yeah.
Like a joint account, kind of. Like,
yeah.
You know, what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, kind of thing. Like, you guys are one anyway, so it's like. Because, how I see it, like, my aunt and uncle, they've been together, like, 25
Wow.
And, oh, wow.
But they use their money separately. Like, his paycheck is his paycheck. Her paycheck is her paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And they always bump heads when it comes to paying bills or when it comes to anything to money. Because it's like, he will get his paycheck and, like, blow it and basically be broke. Mm-hmm. And then in his mind, he'll be like, I'm broke. But it's because he's only looking at his paycheck. And then she'll be like, she'll have money, but he won't know that she has money. So in his head, he's broke. Mm-hmm. So when she asks for something, he gets attitude and is like, well, I'm broke. And then she's like, well, I have money. He's like, well, why don't you just get it yourself?
Uh-huh.
And then now she's broke. But when it's like, if you put your money together, you know how much money you guys have. So therefore, you don't have to bump heads or anything.
Yeah, like, we have a joint account, but we also have, like, our separate accounts, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
When I had a joint account, I would have my account. Like, how I would do it was, at the end of the month, like, after all the bills are paid, rent, and everything, whatever I have left over, I would split that in half and put half of it in the joint account, half in my account. Like, if I had $1,000, put $500. So, you know, I have $500 in my account. There's also $500 in the joint account, and you have whatever you have. But you know that altogether we have at least $500.
That's funny. That's how Vlad is.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just easier, and it eliminates, like, arguments.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know where all the money is, and you know who has what and what is where and how much you guys have. Like, instead of not knowing, because your check is your check and his check is his check, and it's like, whatever he spends, he only knows, or whatever you spend, you only knows. But that's only if you're with the person, like, that you're actually trying to be
truly
with.
Truly, like,
you're just,
yeah.
If you're just messing around, then it don't really
matter. Oh, no, you better not to our listeners. Fuck no. You have to be together for a couple years to be able, you don't know, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what do our listeners think?
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah. I'm a relationship therapy 101, you know, if you guys need to talk to
No, it's good because, you know, we need a guy's point of view sometimes, too.
Yes. So.
I've seen a lot of big things, been through a lot of things, you know. If you, guys and women, if you guys going through a tough time, you know, relationship therapy 101. I'm like Dr. Phil, but black.
Dr. Gonzalez. Wait, what?
For real.
No. Sanchez.
No, actually, for real.
Dr. Sanchez.
Hey, you know, actually, I couldn't be like a. I'll probably end up having sex with one of my clients. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, you're still toxic. No. License.
No.
If you hear this,
stop. No, I'm just kidding.
Do not accept him into medical school.
I'm just kidding. With that being said, I'm just kidding.
I don't think you're just kidding. No. Oh, yeah, no, you're toxic. You're still toxic.
No. Just kidding. You know, I just have my little imaginations, but no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I mean, everybody has imagination, you know.
Oh my god, oh, yeah. Did you guys know that not everyone has an inner monologue?
Wait, what's that?
What is that?
Like your little voice in your head?
A conscience?
Yeah.
That not a lot of people have that?
Yeah.
I thought everyone had it.
I did too. Until what? I found out that not everyone has an inner monologue.
No way.
Yeah. So they can't think to themselves, they can't read to themselves. So they have to say everything out. Yeah, like... you have to talk it. Like you have to say it out loud.
What?
That's interesting. I don't
know. There's a YouTube video and he's interviewing the girl because one of my coworkers sent it to me. It's so funny because she was like, hey, she said, do you know that everyone has an inner monologue? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, they can't think to themselves. They can't.
That's interesting.
And she's like, you know what an inner monologue is, right? And I'm like, yeah, right now I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck are you doing, Laura? Because I had work to do, you know? Yeah. But I'm here talking to you. And she starts laughing. She's like, yeah, well, yeah, like that. And I was like, what? She sent me the video. And yeah, like, they can't read to themselves. They can't think to themselves. They have to say it out loud. They have to, yeah, just do it. Like Nike, just do it.
Hey, what? Shout out to Nike.
Yeah.
Hey.
What? Yeah.
I need to watch that. I seriously thought everyone had that, you know?
Not everyone has it.
Okay.
Well, fans out there, you know, it's about... 10:30. I gotta be awake at 6 a.m. So I'm gonna sign off, but you know, they're still gonna be here.
It was so nice to have you.
No, I'm not a morning person. 6 a.m. is way 6 a.m. is way too early for me to be awake.
You guys wouldn't like working with me then. I can be a morning person.
I can be, yeah.
I'll show up like, good morning.
I know.
Me too. And they look at me like, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah, yeah, like, no, let's hustle and grind. Come on, let's go. Trying to go home on time.
No, shit. Like, morning for me is like 11:30.
Oh, that's, no.
Yeah, if I don't have to wake up early, yeah, that's it. But if I have to, it's like, I have to go to work at that time, I'm like, okay, I gotta get it together because... No, we can't have two people be down, you know?
Oh, yes.
It's not that I'm down.
Balance each other out.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm down. I'm just tired and sleepy.
Okay. Well, you should definitely get to bed.
Yes.
Well, I have to eat dinner, too.
Oh, dinner? What are you going to eat? Some Wingstop.
No, I had that. He loves Wingstop. I had that for free lunch Friday.
Hey! Shout out! Hey. Free lunch Friday!
Nah. I have... Okay, you know, like, those ready, like, to eat cookie chicken from Fufales?
Ready. Like the rotisserie chickens?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm have that. Something fast. Something
okay.
Fat, very fast and easy. This process is very fast and easy.
Woo! Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, yes. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Of course, anytime, you know.
We'll definitely have you again next time.
Stay tuned for the Sex Talk 101 segment.
Hey. And Relationship Talk 101.
Yep.
Send us your questions.
Send me
some. Yes, y'all.
Some booty, well, you don't. You can't give picks. Your...
Do Do not send booty pics. Send videos instead. Does it jiggle? Is it real? Does it bounce back?
I like that idea better.
You see, we want to know if it's real. That's what we're trying to figure out. But thank you so very much for joining us.
Of course.
I know you can't, you know, your Instagram, if you guys want to know.
DM us.
Girl Talk Lab.
I take booty pics in the DMs.
There you go. Videos, everything, the whole shebang.
I don't repost, so, you know, it'd be safe with my DMs. Safe and sound.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining us. It was a pleasure. I look forward on having you again. It was a good conversation, good topics.
Yes. Any last minute words?
Shout out to Drake.
Oh,
hey! That's my uncle. That's my uncle.
Otherwise, no. Star would have been all over. Like, yeah, I have to meet. Yeah, she loves. She's a hardcore. Like,
no, she's not. She
Drake.
Don't, she don't even know his lyrics. Like, get out of here.
Shut
Star. When?
Yesterday, when we were sucking the Nonstop lyrics. The lyrics to Nonstop. Not?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't me.
Who was it? You were here. You were there yesterday.
That wasn't me.
Who was it then?
Yeah.
It was you.
It wasn't me.
I don't know. Well, somebody was rapping Nonstop and no one knew the lyrics. And I was like, that's Drake. Like,
oh, that's bad. That's not me. That's not cool. Yeah. Just don't try to rap it at all.
Anyways, Drake is my uncle. So, you know, if you guys want to meet Drake, hit me up. I know his address.
Yeah, Girl Talk Lab. You have to send booty pics or videos. Yeah, that's your ticket to meet Drake.
I accept his uncle. I accept payments and booty pics.
Hey.
Know. Unless you want to buy me a PS4, then you know I accept that too.
No, PS5.
I mean PS5. My bad. I accept that too. But that's not until December, so you know we got a long time.
Yeah, got time.
All right. Okay. Well, again, thank you so very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Go home and sleep and eat.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, skis. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. So that was our special guest for this episode, Mr.
Giovanni Sanchez. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. You had some good conversation points and some good advice. We'll definitely have to do a sex talk 101 and the relationship 101.
Yes.
But I hope you guys enjoyed having him on here as much as we did. And we did want to give you guys some insight on Star's Lash Lady.
Yes. So my Lash Lady, her Instagram is Lashed by Vanessa.
All right.
I follow her and she follows me, so you can look through my profile. Guys, like, she is amazing. Her lashes, I love them. I recommended so many people to her. I've gotten a lot of compliments. Me and my sister, because my sister has gotten her, you know, her eyelashes done too by her. And
yes, I've seen.
Now she's been going to her. Like, she likes how she does her lashes. So we get lots of compliments from, like, everyone. They're always, like, talking about how the lashes are good and they're looking for a lash lady. So definitely hit her up. Again, her Instagram is Lashed by Vanessa. You can find her through my Instagram. And I highly recommend her. She's just amazing. She also gives great customer service. And I think that's another great thing. Yes.
Yeah.
You look for that. You know, it's like, okay, like she talks to you. And I love about that. And it's like, she gives you a blanket sometimes if you're cold. And she has a heater on for you if you're cold. Yeah. Like, she's just amazing. Nice. Yeah, she's really, really nice. So, that's my recommendation for this podcast is Get Your Lashes Done by Lashed by Vanessa.
Hey, follow her on Insta. Makes me want to go get my lashes done.
Yes, Laura, you should.
I know I should. Huh?
And you have, like, long lashes. Like, man, you look so, like, flawless. No. Do it.
I'm like, I don't know. I know one of the girls that works, at work, she gets it done. And she's like, I fall asleep because it takes about, like, 3 hours.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
it's a while. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'd be snoring. Like,
there's times where that happened to me where I'm like there and then I just move. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I fell asleep. And she's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah. Like, 3 hours? Yeah, I don't know if I could.
No, with Vanessa, she lasts the most, like, maybe 2 hours and a half.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been to the point where it's 3 hours. It's been like 2 hours and a half. She's and pretty quick with her things.
I have anxiety, so like when people are gonna touch my face, I'm like, my reflection game strong. So I'm like, what you doing? Whoa. Yeah, so even like when I go to MAC and stuff, or they're like, oh, we can like color test you like for a concealer or something. And you know how they like go in, you know? And I'll be standing there like, okay. And they're like, okay, we're gonna try this concealer. And the moment that they try to like put it on my face, my reflection is just, I back up and they're like, okay, like, can we put it on? I'm like, what? I'm sorry, I'm not used to, like, I do my own makeup, I do whatever I need to do with my face, like, I do it myself. I just don't like people touching.
Try it though.
I shall. Maybe I should. Yes. Okay, so Lashed by Vanessa.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Any recommendations, Laura, for this podcast?
Yes. So by where, oh my god, where I work by, oh what? Where?
I'm like, it's wait, that wine.
That wine was so good.
Yes.
Yes. By where I work, there's a Thai place called Chilling Thai. Oh my god, they have the best beef salads ever.
Beef salad.
Oh my god, yes. They put like the tomato and the cucumber, and like if you get it spicy and they put like lemon, it's, my mouth is getting watery just thinking about it. And they put a lot of beef, like, yeah, it's like literally steak. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you like spicy, then if you get in like the spices that they have, oh, I don't know, I like spicy, but that the first time I tried the salad, the girls at work told me, like, oh, get it spicy, because if you get it medium spicy, it's missing that, like that kick flavor, you know?
Yes.
So I was like, okay, get it spicy. I didn't think, okay, it's going to be that spicy. Oh, yeah, I couldn't finish it.
Really?
It was that spicy. My stomach started to hurt, and I was like, I'm eating there, like, I want to cry because I'm hungry, but this is so spicy. Yeah. So I had to chug water as I'm eating, like, hey, chug water to, like, calm down the spiciness.
Oh,
but it's so good. It's called Chilling Thai. In the city of El Monte, check it out. Google it if you're ever out there. It's so good. Their beef salad, their chow mein is really good. I know you like chow mein.
I love chow mein.
Yeah.
Chinese food is
awesome. It's good, girl. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And then also, you know that It's Just 10, the hair product we mentioned last episode?
Yes.
So I went to Sally's and... Oh, I don't know what I went to Sally's for. But anyways, I went and... I was like, hey, since I'm here, let me get my It's Just 10. So I'm looking, I was like, oh, man. And I asked one of the sales associates, like, hey, do you guys have It's Just 10? She's like, you know what? She's like, no, we ran out. But she's like, look, let me show you an alternative. And I was like, okay. She's like, it's the generic brand. And I was like, okay. But the brand is literally called generic.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, at Sally's.
Okay.
Yes.
Generic brand. Okay.
And on the bottle, it says, what does it say? Like, oh, compared to It's Just 10 Miracle Leave-In Conditioner.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And, like, the biggest bottle they had, it was, like, $11.98.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, you know? Yeah. And wow. I tried it, and oh, my God. Like, literally, Star, it's literally, like, a replica of, like...
Oh, It's Just 10?
It's Just 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it works, I love my really good. Soft. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Generic. So I recommend it, you know, if you guys are on a budget... Oh, you know what else, too? I had gone to Walmart, and this is for, like, my makeup lovers, people who are into makeup and stuff. Yes, I went to Walmart, and yes, girl, I got the Maybelline Fit Me Poreless Foundation, which I know a lot of people already know about, but I was like, okay, let me get another one. I got that with the Rimmel London Stay Matte Powder. Oh, my God. And the Rimmel London Stay Matte Bronzer. Girl,
what?
It's bomb.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It makes your face look flawless, like, yeah. And what, if you have like again? Oily,
You said the matte,
yes, the Maybelline Matte and Poreless Foundation, and then pair it up with the Rimmel London Stay Matte Powder. And it's like this they have like, you know, colored powders, but I got the translucent one. And it's like in a little pan, and the best thing, it's like $4.98 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, and it works bomb, Star. Like, is that what bomb.
Is that what you've been wearing, or?
Like, to work this whole week, yeah. Like, and normally, like, by now, my face looks a hot mess because it's, you know, I've been wearing it since, like, 6 in the morning. But, oh, my God, it's, like, bomb.com.
Okay. Yeah, try I'm going to try it because yeah. I've been trying to look for like new makeup products. Mm-hmm. Only because like, I don't know, like my skin, when I do put like foundation on mm-hmm. and I put the fit one? I don't know. That Maybelline
Fit? Oh, the Maybelline Fit. Yeah, okay, that's one. The one I got. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one. So that one, but I don't know. I mix it with like another powder. I don't even know what that powder is called. But I mix it, but like it leaves my like forehead part like dry, like from the side.
Oh, like too dry?
Yeah.
Do you have dry skin?
I don't know, but I've been trying to put like lotion, yeah. like, you know? I don't
Not
know.
Not just
like,
body lotion. Remember, we're working on facial creams, like, you know?
I'm gonna try that though.
They have the Maybelline Poreless Dewy Foundation.
Poreless?
If you have, you know. The same one, but it's like for drier skin.
Okay, I'm probably going to try it, yeah. Because for my forehead, I'm just like, it looks good at first, but then after, like, a couple of hours, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, ew, why does it look, like, patchy, like, from my forehead, like, from the side? And then it looks dry.
Yeah. Do you use a primer?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's why, so I'm like, I got to find new products.
Primer. Do you have dry skin? Sorry, I know I asked, but
I think, yeah.
Okay, sorry, yes. Forget. Okay, there's the e.l.f. putty primers. Oh my God. Try it.
Yeah.
So there's two. I just got the matte one the day that I went to Walmart. So I use that. The e.l.f. matte putty primer, which is, I think, one of their newest primer. And then I also got the original e.l.f. putty primer that they came out with. That one, I think it's good for more dry skin because when I used to wear it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
When I used to wear it, it would make my face oily.
Really?
But it leaves you looking poreless. Yeah.
Poreless.
So, like, your skin looks like a baby's butt. Yeah, literally. Yeah, so maybe try that primer.
I'll try it. Because
that one's, like, you know, for... Yeah.
But okay, cool. Thanks.
I just thought, like, I have to tell you guys because it's, like, the best combo that I've used in a while. I also picked up the Revlon ColorStay foundation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, too.
That one's, like, if you're going to go out dancing, yeah, it, like, literally stays on.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. For all my dancing ladies out there.
Hey, go shake your booty.
She's going.
Who's going this weekend? Turn up.
He's going.
Hey. Yes. I tried the tamales that you recommended last episode.
Yes.
They were bomb.
Right? Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I guess I'm in
the pork tamales. They were so good. Yes. Hey, you still have to go try that champurrado from.
No, yes. No, for sure. I'll try it this week. Yeah, I have Wednesday and Thursday off, so I'm going to go try it out, and then I'll give y'all the review next podcast. Yes.
For show. Yes.
If y'all have any recommendations, send them all over.
Yes. DM
or shout outs if y'all want any shout outs.
Oh, yes.
That'd be fun too. Like, hey, like, can you give me just a quick shout out? Small businesses.
Yes.
Or just for fun too. Like, if you're just one of our friends and you're like, hey, like, just give me a shout out there.
We got you.
Oh, yes.
See, we're in sync. Don't even trip. We got you. Yes, but I'm looking forward to next week's episode as well.
Yes.
Hopefully we have another special guest.
I know.
Or something. But I know we have good topics already for that one.
Yes. No, yes, for next week's podcast. So stay tuned, y'all.
Yes. And, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Good.
This
was a really good episode. Yes. We covered a lot of grounds about... You know, just cheating, and if you have weak sex game, I still say don't cheat.
No, yeah.
Do not cheat.
Don't. Just leave. Leave.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's messed up, y'all.
Remember, karma, what goes around comes around like a hula hoop. So
I like that.
Yeah, I got it from Lil Wayne's song, She Will, featuring Drake.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's like, karma's, I forgot, but yeah. Comes back around like a hula hoop. Just make sure that bitch is beautiful. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But this week, we do not have any favorite songs.
Dude, I'm just stuck on Drake. Like, my songs are just going to be the best Drake songs.
I have one. It's 2 a.m. by Casanova featuring Tory Lanez and someone else. But I'll play it on the next episode. 2 a.m. by Casanova featuring Tory Lanez. It's really good.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right, guys. Well, that's all we have for today. Star, any last words?
Last words?
Before we sign off.
I know. Right?
Say Johnny.
That's it.
I'm sorry, Giovanni. I think I'm calling it.
Johnny.
No, it was a pleasure having him here.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Giovanni Sanchez. Thank you, you guys, to our listeners for, again, just supporting us and listening to our podcast. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm excited. I'm really excited just for, like, the podcast forwards. Like, or like, you know, we're, yeah. we really are, like, we should really sit down and, like, plan our, like, video, you know? What do we say? Was it Instagram Live or YouTube? One of those. But we're going to do it. And
yes.
We just got to plan it out.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yes, and we will. But thank y'all. Yes. Y'all are amazing.
Thank you guys for listening. Again, this is Lauren Starr. Follow us on Instagram, Girl Talk Lab.
Hey.
Until next time.
Yes, till next time.
Bye.